News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, deep fakes and hack activists, or hacktivists, I should say, are just some of the cyber problems to expect in future elections. We're joined by Richard Zwienenberg, a senior researcher at digital security company ESET. Richard, just for people who might not know, just explain what a deep fake is.
Oh, good morning. Well, a deep fake is actually like it can be a voice clone or a video clone of, like in this case, somebody running for election, which is not really him. It's all computer generated and it can say anything or do anything that you want it to do. Well, it's not true.
So how, I mean, I suppose the potential risk there in elections is pretty obvious. You could have a candidate for prime minister here, Taoiseach here, or you could have a presidential candidate in the US, a deep fake video of them saying something incredibly controversial.
Yes, that actually already happened in January 2024. There was this deepfake voice from President Biden doing robot calls in New Hampshire.
How convincing are those deepfakes?
They are really convincing. It is really difficult, specifically when it is over the phone, to really establish if it is like the real voice or not. The voice cloning is at a technology that high already that it is really difficult to differentiate between true and false.
Tell us about the story about how this can be used as well to scam people. You have a story about a woman in the Netherlands. Tell us about that.
Yes, earlier this year, a lady in the Netherlands on the east side, close to the German border, got a call from her son. He is on a motorcycle accident in Germany, killing somebody. He was there with the police. The mother even talked to the police, but also to her son. And the son said, "Mom, if I pay for the funeral and for the damage to the car, the family will not press charges. I will not be arrested and my motorcycle will not be confiscated." And the mother, it was so convincing that the mother almost was about to pay when something happened. The son walked into the living room while she was talking to her son. So it was a deep fake. Somebody cloned the voice of the son and the mother almost bought into it and paying.
Wow. That is absolutely extraordinary. What about a hacktivist? What's that?
Well, when you start to talk about hacktivists, the hacktivists are going to use a lot of different technologies trying to persuade you to, in case of elections, to vote for the other side.
Okay. How big a risk is this to democracy in your view?
It's a big risk. The World Economic Forum already established that like misinformation is now the biggest threat to human society. It is really difficult with the speed of internet and the news, how it is getting to the people through different channels to really verify and fact check everything.
So what can we do? How can we tackle this?
Something that I always say, high human intelligence. Once that little voice in the back of your head says, "Is this really true?" You better check it.
Okay, so are we really depending on people's own cop on, basically, people's own nous to actually suss out that these are fakes?
Yes, that's true. At least to make sure that you do fact check it yourself.
Okay. All right. Good advice. Richard Zwienenberg, senior researcher at digital security company ESET. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning. That is an extraordinary story about that woman in the Netherlands. And like to do that to somebody is just, it's horrific, but so convincing. Clearly she was about
it's
to
like
pay them
science on. Fiction. The stuff of nightmares of science fiction all coming true, that we can now literally clone people's voices, people's appearance, people's everything. And can you trust reality, Shane?
It's frightening. It is absolutely frightening.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.